Steve Barada. I am from Glens Falls, New York. I heard a lot of people calling in after the election who said that the fault of this election was a rigged democratic process. Even though they didn't support Trump, they couldn't support Hillary. They are responsible for the misery that is going to happen for a lot of people. It falls squarely on their hands. They cannot talk their way out of this. They are guilty, and they should feel guilty.
Black box voting machines in use in all swing states are capable of flipping votes from one candidate to another. They are privately owned and operated by Republicans. What would it look like if a large enough number of only presidential votes were flipped from Hillary to Trump to hand him the election? It would look like this. Speaking on WAMC about the swing states, RPI computer science professor James Hendler said, "The Republicans had many people that voted for Trump for president, but then did not vote either for anyone or for the Republican senator in those five states, whereas the Democrats had a lot of people that voted for the Democratic senator, but not for Hillary." Oh, really? In Michigan, over 80,000 Dems supposedly voted for the whole ticket except Hillary, and Trump's supposed margin of victory was less than 20,000. What we win in the ballot box, we lose in the black box.
Hi. My comment, basically not my radio station, even though I support you. I think we need more balance on the panel of the roundtable. Bring Rich back. There's so many issues that you're not considering as far as the vote for Trump. My name is Bob Myers.
My name is Victor Butorsky, in the town of Rensselaer. After this election, it's not so much Trump, but now I know who the people were that killed my grandparents. These are the people that were willing to vote for Donald Trump.
Hello, my name is Tracy Timberman. I'm calling from Rotterdam, New York. And I was just listening on the news about the politicians in New York who would like to have a pay raise. They say that they have not had a pay raise in a very long time. And even though their job is a part-time job, they do many things outside of the six-month session. I would just like to point out that in 1979, when I started my career in transportation, I was making $10 an hour for my part-time job. So now we move forward something like 36 or 37 years, and I just applied for another part-time job in transportation, and guess what? The starting salary for that job is $12 an hour. So, welcome to the world, my friends.